morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Naga Students' Federation, NSF, has expressed strong indignation over the closure of criminal proceedings against 21 Barra Special Forces personnel involved in the killing of 14 civilians in Oting, Mon District, Nagaland, on December 4, 2021. In a letter addressed to the Union Home Minister through the Home Commissioner, Government of Nagaland, the NSF demanded immediate prosecution sanctions against the accused personnel. The NSF criticized the Supreme Court's September 17, 2024 decision to close the FIRs without prosecution, calling it a grave injustice. The Federation highlighted that the Nagaland Government Special Investigation Team, SIT, had filed a charge sheet based on irrefutable evidence against 30 members of the 21 Barra. It has said that despite evidence, the denial of prosecution sanction raises questions about the government's intentions, further eroding trust in democratic institutions. The NSF reiterated its demand for the repeal of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, stating that it grants immunity to armed forces and enables human rights violations. Additionally, the Federation condemned the intelligence failure leading to the incident and called for accountability. The NSF issued three key demands: prosecution sanction against the 21 Barra Special Forces personnel involved, full transparency regarding the intelligence failure, and immediate revocation of AFSPA from Nagaland and the Northeast. Furthermore, the NSF warned of launching democratic protests if these demands are not met, emphasizing the Naga people's determination to seek justice. The district-level youth festival 2024, organized by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, Nagaland, in collaboration with DHEW, Saki One Stop Center, and DAPECU, was celebrated at Town Hall Zanupoto yesterday with the theme Innovation in Science and Technology. As the special guest speaker, ADC Zanupoto, Keir Rangting Hekui, dwelled upon the richness in resources Nagaland possesses and also the friendly weather in Zanupoto district, including its rich, fertile soil. He called for making the best of resources through innovativeness and improvisations with the latest technologies through scientific management, as there are no boundaries for innovation. In the competition session, Lino Kipa of Bloomfield High School claimed the first spot. Nika Kivi, Sumi, and Imna Merin Ozukam, representing Olympic Higher Secondary School, claimed the top spot in the Science Mela, while in painting competition, Onilo N. Zumo of Gonerstone Higher Secondary School came first. As part of the exposure to pre-vocational education for classes 6 to 8 under Samagra Shiksha, students from Government Middle School, NAP Sector, Shamato, visited the Community Health Center, CHC Shamato, yesterday. Altogether, 40 students with two teacher guides visited the CHC. During the visit, students were introduced to basic health equipment such as stethoscopes, sphygmomanometers, weighing machines, oximeters, and thermometers. The hands-on experience was aimed to familiarize them with the practical use of these tools and their role in health monitoring. The primary goal of the visit was to raise awareness among the students about common health issues, help them understand the causes of these problems, and learn about preventive measures. Nagaland's Rajya Sabha Member of Parliament and State BJP Vice President S. Pangnon Konyak toured Woka, Mon, Longleng, Twensang, Noklak, Kifre and Apoi organizational districts and was engaged in productive meetings with the district office bearers, Morcha's Satasyata Committee and Karyakartas. Highlighting the importance of National Membership Campaign 2024, she said it is to strengthen the grassroots and organize the people to be part of the plan to make India a fully developed nation by 2047. She emphasized on the need for the party workers to assist the public in availing various public-oriented government schemes such as free food grains under PMGKAY, housing for all under PMAY Urban, health insurance under APPMJY and others. The PHAP membership campaign will go on till October 15. An India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places in several states, including Nagaland and Northeast region, from 22nd to 25th of this month. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.